After the postgame show by the head coach of the Central Rebels, Corey Schweiss, after the big win here and your first win of the season beating Jefferson. And, Coach, first off, take us through this game. I thought it was a well-played game on both sides of the ball, despite that second quarter where you guys had a couple of turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not honestly, I'm not real happy with the way we played tonight. The turnovers, you know, and a few penalties we had, and then, you know, missing assignments on some blocking assignments, and you know, running through the wrong hole on our blocks. Some of the things that we did was just not, it wasn't very good football. You know, getting different groupings out on the field sometimes was a problem. It was just real sloppy. I know it was hot tonight, and the guys were real tired, and you know, but I feel like we're making a lot of excuses right now, and good teams don't make excuses. And I feel like this team's got to quit making a bunch of excuses, and we got to get better.
Do you like how the team kind of rebounded after that second quarter after those turnovers?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, you know, it's hard to win games when you turn the ball over like that. But defensively, we were able to kind of hold them out when we did turn them over and give them good field position. And then the second half, defense was able to create a couple turnovers and give us good field position. We should have done more with it offensively. Again, I feel like, you know, we lost three possessions due to fumbles. We lost another one probably because we fumbled one and ended up second and 18. And, you know, we're just not built to overcome. I mean, we've had some teams that could come back from second and 18, but this team's not one that's going to do that very often. I'm not going to say we'll never do it, but it's not going to happen very often. You get back like that, most of the time you're going to end up turning the ball over on downs or punting or whatever. So we've got to clean up a lot of stuff in order to play our schedule, because our schedule's really, really tough. And we play like we did tonight, we're not going to win very many football games.
Brody Pigg, a big game offensively, had him for over 120 yards rushing unofficially, three rushing touchdowns. Was he kind of the difference maker offensively, him and Karis Foster?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to run the football because we've got a good offensive line. I feel like when those guys, you know, when we get all those guys in there, you know, we've got some pretty good blockers up in front of them. We just need some guys that can run the ball behind them. And right now, you know, losing August and not having Jackson Walker eligible, Brody Pigg's just going to have to carry it more than he would have if we'd have our other backs. And, you know, Brody's obviously capable of that. You don't really like your quarterback, you know, getting beat up that much. But at the same time, you know, Karis can't run it every time. Brady Wells can go in there and spot him a few times. You know, might have to put Camden in there at running back a little bit to try to get him some more carries. He'd look pretty good there at the end. But, you know, we've got a lot of work to do for sure.
You mentioned the offensive line. Well, offensively and defensively, you're about, what, six, seven, eight deep at those positions? Is that kind of a, you know, that fountain of youth that not many coaches have?
Yeah, you know, we've got some players now. I don't know how deep we are, but you know, tonight it was important. Our linemen, you know, we rotated a lot, so they stayed pretty fresh, and that's kind of important, especially on a hot night like tonight. But I don't feel like we're as deep, you know, in the skill positions. You know, Quincy and Quentin are getting their feet wet right now. They've got good skill. They just have a lot to learn. And, you know, Camden being a freshman, he's got a lot to learn. And, you know, you hate to play some of those guys like Brady on offense because we feel like he's pretty valuable on defense, getting everything lined up. So, you know, hopefully the weather cools off and we'll be able to, you know, play our main guys more often.
Defensively, you guys were able to halt that run game from Jefferson in the second half. What led to that?
Well, I think, you know, Coach Strange, Coach Jones had a good game plan defensively for them. You know, we were going to make their quarterback beat us, and their quarterback threw some really good balls tonight, and they had some open receivers at times, and we had some mishaps in our secondary. We got to clean that up. We can't do that against good teams. Like, I'm not saying Jefferson's not good, but, like, you do that against Valley or you know, St. Pius or Farmington, like, you're just going to give up touchdowns all night. So we've got our work cut out for us. We've got to get a lot better and a short amount of time to do so.
You mentioned the tough schedule coming up. Valley Catholic next week, St. Pius after that, Potosi, St. John, Farmington coming up after that as well, Dexter even. It's a really tough schedule. What needs to change for this team to be able to have success later on in this season?
Well, mentality is the big one. Right now, I don't know if our guys want it. You know what I mean? We've had some good teams in the past, and they would have been licking their chops to play teams like Valley and St. Pius and Farmington and teams like that. And I know we got some guys on this team that are looking forward to that, but I also think we got some guys on this team that may not want any part of it. And if that's the case, dude, like, you got to change that mentality, or it's going to get ugly fast. And you know, I'm a lot of years into this, and it's hard to change mentality sometimes. So, you know, we were kind of soft on them in the summer. You know, I take full blame on that. You know, it is 2026, and my young coaches are like, man, we don't do anything like we used to do. So, you know, but some of it's the rules. Like, yeah. You can't even do it. Like, you know, we can't even practice outside this week. We had to come in the morning and in the evening and stuff. And it does make them a little softer, I think. And, you know, we got to get better. We got to get mentally tough. And we got, like I said, we got a short amount of time to figure it out.
Where's that start?
Well, I always say it starts in the heart. You know, these kids nowadays, they always argue with me about, you know, these NBA players being better than Michael Jordan, and it drives me nuts. And I'm like, they're like, well, if Michael Jordan played now, he'd be whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but if Michael Jordan had the heart, like, it wouldn't matter. If Michael Jordan was playing today, he'd still be the best player in the NBA because he'd have figured it out and been the best player in the NBA because, you know, those guys like that, they just have it inside. We've got some guys like that. Silas Richardson's got that. Okay, we've got some guys like that. Keegan Sherrill's getting there, okay? You know, we've also playing a lot of sophomore linemen. They got to figure it out, okay? It's not always going to feel good. And sometimes you got to like the pain in this sport, and that's not easy for everybody. So, you know, it's not easy to teach, like I said, to teach mental toughness, but it's definitely something we got to definitely get better at.